This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For every question they don't ask, the answer they don't want you to hear, he is Alex Jones.
I'm going to hand the baton to former prosecutor, syndicated TV and radio host Lionel from Lionel Media right now. But I just wanted to bring this up. I haven't really gotten into Mueller and the raid too much because we know where this is going. It's totally criminal. It's totally lawless. It's a giant dragnet. You have Mueller up to his eyeballs in Uranium One, Hillary. I mean, it's a joke. It's foxes watching the hen house. And the cowards all around Trump and Sessions and all of it. It's a nightmare situation, and they're going to try a fake indictment of the president, which will just embarrass him. There's three branches of government. They think the public's dumb, so they're going to say, why isn't he stepping down? But I haven't covered it much because it's really up to the president to get hardcore and not just call Mueller a criminal and Comey a criminal, but to fire Sessions and put somebody in there. It's the executive branch, by the way, that'll start the indictments because we've got them open and shut. But again, we've got this stagnant, cowardly country at the top. Just like the Project Veritas videos you just saw with people saying, we cover up teachers assaulting kids. We cover them up having sex with little girls. That's what runs this country now, from the bottom to the top. Republicans can be corrupt, too, but they're nothing like Democrats. Democrats are a special breed. Lionel, I got one more little clip I want to play of the to hear a lawyer and a prosecutor. I looked at HIPAA rules. I have employees. I've been through divorces, divorce. I know about HIPAA. And I know that you can go to any doctor you want to demand your medical records, the hard copies. So I'm going to hit this after the break. His doctor says he feels raped because Trump took his medical records. And he's sitting there changing his story now that Trump wrote the letter, which he says he wrote. So he has no credibility. But I'm going to ask you that in the next segment just briefly. Mueller, you're a former prosecutor. So you can speak better to this. But just watching this train wreck, and this rogue element of government, I know the branches of government, and to watch the media act like Mueller is his own fourth branch, am I wrong in what I said, or am I right, or what do you want to add to that?
Absolutely. I was just thinking, did somebody connect my brain? This is what I was saying today. Look, I got a news for the world. Look, I love Sean Hannity, and Rudy Giuliani's a great guy and a great friend and a great person, but this is not a substitute for prosecution. This is terrific. And every day when I hear about somebody saying TikTok and Hillary does this and Hillary does this, well, damn it, do something. And the president is not only the commander in chief, but he is the head of the executive. He can walk in and say, whoever has a job, he can walk into the DOJ and says, whoever has a job, take one step forward. Not so fast, Sessions. You're out. Rosenstein, out. All of you, out. Gone through. I want to find out, are you going to charge Hillary Clinton with something? That's either a yes or a no. Because Alex, she's the canary in the judicial coal mine. If she's not charged, look, how many times a week do you hear of some poor, mistaken person thrown away for 30 years on some trumped up rape charge? We jump on people for the most monumentally insignificant crimes. We throw people away. We don't care about jurisprudence, but we're so afraid to charge Hillary with something because
that's because she knows where the bodies are buried.
Precisely, precisely. And here's the thing, too. This may be terrific, but Rudy Giuliani, again, whom I respect on so many levels, did he understand the script last night? What is he? Did he understand he threw Trump under the bus by saying, oh, yeah, we know all about the payoff. Yeah, he did it. It's like, wait a minute. Hold it. What do you talk to each other? I can't say it enough. I love the man. But even they don't know how to do it. Why are we going through so many in-house counsels? And if you think Flood isn't going to be subject to some kind of motion to recuse or conflict of interest, you don't think the Clintons are going to be saying, wait a minute, you're helping him?
Well, walk us through this, and we'll play the Giuliani clips, and then the doctor saying he was raped. because Trump got his medical records when the doctor released that he was on Propecia that violated HIPAA and federal law. We'll be back. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me.
Lionel of LionelMedia.com, syndicated TV host, radio host, massively successful on YouTube and Twitter, is going to be hosting this hour. And soon we're hiring more board ops and more producers. I want to talk to Lionel and a bunch of the people. We just keep waiting and waiting because it's the process of hiring and training and finishing new studios. We're very close trying to launch new programs, new syndications. And I'm very excited. We've gotten over 300 TV stations and cable networks. It's over 300 stations and something like 60, 70 cable networks. And that sounds big, but there's thousands across the country. And it is big. Some of them are main stations. Other ones are sub, you know, digital stations. They have extra stations now, whole feeds. You know, Channel 9 in Houston, Phonoscope, 24 hours a day. I mean, we've been on there a couple of years, but now we're 24 hours a day. We've gotten over 100 TV stations the last 2 weeks. So we've got a lot of new radio affiliates. We never get above about 260 or so. And a lot of them are giant. Some of them are 50,000 watt AMs. They're wonderful, but the TV is going better than I thought, so that's very, very exciting. So I'm going to try to work with a lot of folks and launch some new broadcasts, hopefully with Lionel in their future. But I wanted to just selfishly, because I know he's a really smart prosecutor and author and so much more, get into this. But when you read the news for 23 years and you study this and you go through things, you start to learn how the branches of government and law work. And you see Clinton, day one, he gets in, he fires 90-something federal prosecutors and U.S. attorneys. And then anytime an attorney general doesn't do what he wants, boom, you're fired. It's just like, oh, the media's like, of course, that's just, you know, right to do it. Trump, they build it up where you can't fire anybody, and Rosenstein can do whatever he wants, and then it turns out Rosenstein's involved in the cover-up, and Uranium One, and protection of the Clintons, and they're involved in the fake dossier, and then CNN's getting awards at the press dinner for the dossier reporting. It's like a Monty Python skit. It's just ridiculous. And so all the corruption's there, you know, all the things Hillary done, the servers and Uranium One and Haiti scams and $84 million laundered money all confirmed in the foundation out of billions. And then it's all Stormy Daniels, a woman got $130,000, and then Giuliani's like, well, it wasn't from campaign money, so that doesn't matter. Like he's trying to dynamite the oil field fire with another explosion, and then all that does is explode even crazier. And meanwhile, they're trying to take us to war again. We've got all this crazy stuff happening. And I know Trump's approval rating, even though they try to skew it downward with oversampling Democrats, it's doubled in its support from black males. It's up in black females. In a lot of polls, he's 55%, even though they're oversampling 15 points Democrats. So Trump's super popular. The economy's coming back. He's a very pragmatic president. I wouldn't even call him a Republican, but just an Americana guy. And the left just gets more insane, more crazy. They talk with, like, worshipful. I used to get a little sicked out by men talking about quarterbacks worshipfully and getting little twinkles in their eyes. It wasn't even that it was gay. It was just worshipful. It was kind of sick, even though I like football. This is beyond that. I've never seen media sycophantic like, Mueller's coming. Mueller's going to get you. Oh, Mueller. Since when did the left just worship raw state rogue power, runaway special counsel? And so at this point, Trump not firing Sessions, which is the real problem there, and Rosenstein, for me, it's Trump dereliction of duty. He wants to act tough, and he's made some big moves, done great on North Korea and things. I want to believe that. But when there's dereliction of duty, that it's his office, he's in charge, these people are completely rogue, I got to start blaming President Trump instead of just blaming the Attorney General. What do you say as an expert on this?
Let me tell you something. The thing you just said right now, Alex, nobody's ever going to remember because they're going to call you some sycophantic lickspittle, some bootlicker, some toady, some fawning, you know, Trump acolyte. And what you just said is what I've said. Look, this man works for me. He's my president. I'm not his slave, his serf, his acolyte. It doesn't work like that. His foreign policy is schizophrenic. I don't even know what he's talking about. The whole thing about Syria, the whole Skripal poisoning, he's talking about he's going up to a superpower, a nuclear superpower, sticking his thumb in his eye, and then expecting me to sit back and applaud him. I don't understand that. And by the way, Stormy Daniels is here for one reason. As we see more and more information about North Korea, which, Alex, if I ever told you, if I went into this before the president was elected, and I said one day he's going to bring peace to North Korea, you'd look at me like I was high or something. And he did it. No mention of the Nobel Prize. No mention about anything that's going on. Prisoner exchange, no. Stormy Daniels. So what he's doing right now is the only firing that's going on is his own legal counsel. What's that all about? I don't understand this. It gives the impression that he doesn't know what he's doing. And by the way, we spent so much time on this Michelle Wolf story, for God's sake. I mean, that was interesting, kind of. But it seems like the mainstream media, the corporate sock puppet Ted Baxter, the echo chamber cookie cutter, you know, bumper sticker media, they love low-hanging fruit. They love things that are easy to decide. And look at this Avenatti, this
photobombing, photobombing on, I mean, just a little creep.
Look at what, and CNN basically had him on, what, 59 times? You know, there was a time, Alex, in the old days when CNN was it. The only time you go to CNN is when there's a plane crash. Where Don Lemon will ask you whether there's a possibility that the Malaysian plane was sucked up into a black hole in our own atmosphere. Well, let's go back to this. The president owns all of this. The Department of Justice is his. And for some reason, we have reconstructed this notion of the superstructure and the hierarchy, and we've made it sound like, oh, no, no. If he fires Sessions or Mueller or whoever, it's grounds for impeachment. Impeachment is just a charge. If you get 51 senators or percent rather in the House, you can impeach him for being gluten intolerant. It doesn't matter.
And let's be clear, the Democrats announced yesterday, got almost no attention, it was in the Hill, they're going to run on impeachment. That's their policy. And if Trump was failing on the economy and stuff, it might work. This is so obstructionist, so insane, so out of control. And then shifting gears, we've got his lawyer, and let's cue that up. First let's go to Giuliani, who's also his lawyer. And if we're looking at this, they're saying that, you know, Giuliani was going to come in and fix things in 2 weeks. Well, now we're 3 weeks later, and it looks to me like, I don't know what Giuliani's doing. It's like you said, we don't know what's going on. I know why he's firing a bunch of his lawyers, because they told him it'd be over by Christmas and it'd be over by April, and that Mueller wasn't going to go for obstruction, and that Mueller wasn't that bad. Well, now Trump knows that he was advised right by Roger Stone and myself and others, that the whole time they are coming after him. Can you speak to that?
Well, the thing is that Rudy was supposed to come in. Rudy was sold as follows, that Rudy knows how things work, that Rudy is respected in the Department of Justice, that he can make connections and he has avenues and he has a way in that other people just don't have. That's the way it was sold. But just by virtue of the appearance last night with Sean Hannity, first of all, referring to Comey as some kind of a pervert, that doesn't help anything. It also gave the people the impression that it was scattershot, it was slipshod, it was cluster attack of nothing. I can't say this enough. What people need to understand is how profoundly unconstitutional everything is. I mean everything. It's not just unfair. But what Mueller has been doing, going back to dossier going back. You realize, let me just give you this. So far, we only have, in terms of indictments, Alex, we have what, four, technically? Manafort and Gates, who, by the way, predated Trump. That was Ukraine. That was before.
And they're all process issues.
Right. It was about banking, and it was about reporting and that sort of thing. Then we have Flynn and Papadopoulos. Flynn, by the way, is most probably going to have his plea withdrawn. And let me tell you something. In the world of juridical handicapping, having a plea withdrawn, you never do it. It never happens. There's a certainty to it. But the judge even signaled, I know what you're doing. So that's Flynn. And the other indictments are these 13 bots. Remember these Russians that nobody heard of, nobody knew? And it came on the Friday after the FBI was told, why didn't you follow up when we warned you about that shooter in Florida? That's all they've got so far.
Exactly. And they're cornered rats that know they've committed all these crimes. So they're just committed to keep going. I want to hear your prediction of how this all ends. Currently, we'll play those Giuliani clips and then the doctor saying he got raped by Trump. I mean, this is the most insane. So now he's part of the Me Too movement because Trump got his medical records.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And you said the money was not campaign money. I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money, no campaign violation. And I said because they funneled through a law firm. I think we were talking about two different things there. And I want to make sure.
I was talking about the $130,000 payment,
right.
The settlement payment, which is a very regular thing for lawyers to do. The question there was, the only possible violation there would be, was it a campaign finance violation? Which usually would result in a fine, by the way, not this big stormtroopers coming in and breaking down his apartment and breaking down his office. That was money that was paid by his lawyer, the way I would do, out of his law firm funds or whatever funds, doesn't matter. The president reimbursed that over a period of several months.
He had said, I distinctly remember, that he did it on his own.
He did?
Without asking.
Look, I don't know. I haven't investigated that. No reason to dispute that. No reason to dispute the recollection.
That's enough.
I like Michael a lot.
Listen, here's the deal, folks. We didn't elect a guy that's a saint when it comes to women. We all know he likes to run beauty pageants, okay? So we didn't elect him for that. We didn't think we were electing the first Baptist minister here. The woman doesn't even allege abuse. 11 years ago, she has shown herself to be a horrible political tool, following the president around, basically stalking him, in my view, politically, and dancing in whatever town the president's at outside Mar-a-Lago, which is her right to do. She has her lawyer photobombing everybody, but pulling back from this, you've got Lionel here, who's a former prosecutor, syndicated talk show host, really a very articulate, smart guy on this front. What is the point of him going out then and even saying that? A, and then B, what about the issue of this judge that married George Soros and his third wife a couple years ago, this big Clinton operative, Hillary's, quote, favorite judge? She has all the files, which are, as you know, under federal law, only supposed to have in the FBI until it's given to the prosecutor or whatever for trial, by the unit that's involved with the information, who's tasked with it. She has it digitized, put on a federal database, and within 48 hours, all this other stuff, none of it's really criminal, is all over the media, and the entire political FBI is in Trump's private lawyer stuff. This is next-level criminal activity, in my view.
Okay, you just asked about 20 different things, and they were all good. Let me start with this one right now. Let me give you a fact pattern. Let's assume that at some particular point, Donald Trump spoke to an FBI agent, somebody in the federal government. And there's this wonderful statute called 18 U.S.C. 1001. And it basically says, you lie to the federal government, that's it. Not under oath necessarily, not in the grand jury, but the way they got Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart was never put away for, insider trading. It was because she lied. Now, let's assume, remember what happened just now. Trump told somebody, an FBI agent, we don't know who he's talked to. He said, no, I knew nothing about this. Michael Cohen, on his own, now think about this, on his own, without even telling me, whoever does this, imagine me being your lawyer and I say, don't tell Alex, but I'm going to pay this. And by the way, I'm going to get a second mortgage on my house. I'm going to refinance my house to pay for this amount. I'm a millionaire, but I need to refinance my house to pay for this that you don't know about. I did this without you knowing it. Now, Trump, let's assume later on, says, hey, look, I knew nothing about this. And let's assume for
you could argue it was Cohen And I'm not saying Cohen did this, setting Trump up, doing that, getting in his business to pay somebody off. And we all know that's not what happened. We all know at a gut level, he's the president's lawyer. Lawyers take care of stuff. You trust your lawyer. Later they go, hey, I did this. Boom. That's how it works. It's not illegal. You're taking care of something. They're trying to, but you're saying process, if Cohen's lied about anything, that's how they'll get him.
Well, what about this? What if Trump lies? What if they use Giuliani's statement right now on the Sean Hannity show? Use that as a basis to charge Trump with perjury or the violation of the statute. Because the reason why you take the Fifth Amendment, Alex, you can go into a grand jury or a setting and you can be given, you know, under oath or whatever it is. You can speak the truth. But if somebody else contradicts what you're saying, that could be the charge of perjury. So because they don't even have the story straight.
No, I get it. And he should plead the Fifth because it's self-incrimination. But here's the problem. The president is the head of the executive, as you know, or you'd always have some other grand jury or some group rogue trying to take him down. That's why only an indictment in the House, a conviction in the Senate, can remove the president. So it's all just exactly the president needs to act like the president, and his lawyers, we know, gave him bad advice.
But if Trump said to somebody, let's say in the course of something, an official authority, an official with the federal government, if he said, I knew nothing about this payment from Cohen, and Rudy just said, oh, no, he knew about it. He paid him. He, in fact, even repaid this. Now you're having basically Rudy could be the witness against Trump for perjury.
Yeah, I mean, they may know what they're doing. It's just such a distraction with all the news we've got. What about this? Giuliani says Kushner disposable. The whole country will turn if they go after Ivanka. So what is he saying there? Like, go ahead and get him. We're not going to roll over for Kushner. And then he's saying, but don't go after Ivanka. I mean, this is crazy. Let's play that clip.
Now, if they do Ivanka, which I doubt they will, if the whole country will turn on him. They're going after his daughter?
What about his son-in-law? They talk about him.
I guess Jared is a fine man. You know that. But men are, you know, disposable. But a fine woman like Ivanka, come on.
Andrew. What does that mean? What does that even mean? What is that? Listen, like I said, you know, Alex.
I think they're signaling to Mueller, you go ahead and go after Kushner. We're going to throw him under the bus.
They're not signaling anything. If they were going to signal, they would have done this in a better way. Not on national television. And not because you can hear Sean trying to rehabilitate Rudy. During the first question, he said, are you sure? You know, my understanding of this is such and such. Look, this is an example. This is the legal.
Yeah, is Giuliani over the hill? Because he's kind of acting a little crazy.
Well, I don't want to say, look, I don't want to do to him what they're doing to Kanye West whenever you do something or whatever you're misspoken. I don't know if he was feeling a little too comfortable with this. I have no idea. All I know is this. Today, you have to understand and you have to master electronic advocacy, not only courtroom. Going on TV can actually change the way charges are brought. It could change the momentum.
No, you're absolutely right. So let's move to this next subject. I'm going to let you take over. You got a lot to cover. This is the doctor of the president who says that he's in great health and all this, and that no, I didn't, get told what to write. This is the truth. I wrote it. He's all testified to that. He said that a year and a half ago. Now he says, no, I dictated it over the phone, and I feel like Trump raped me because they came and got my medical records. Well, I know under law, I can go get my medical records from the doctor, anything that's digitized, like prescriptions, whatever's online. But then that's law. But if the doctor says I'm on Propecia publicly and I didn't authorize that with a HIPAA release, that's a federal crime. So it looks like the doctor, to me, is committing a federal crime. We're going to come back and play the clip. I'm going to get your take on this and then get out of here for you to take over because, you're a lawyer, former prosecutor. Maybe I'm wrong about HIPAA, but I've looked it up. So I know they put pressure on everybody that supports Trump. They've done it to me. So suddenly this guy says he hates Trump. And when I said he was on Propecia, they came and took the medical files and I feel raped. And he's sitting there like he's this poor victim.
Why would you do this? You also have a duty as a kind of almost a physician-patient duty and privilege, though not for court purposes, to not reveal and embarrass patients. I don't get it.
Well, stay there. You're absolutely right. Actually, under the Hippocratic Oath and the law, doctors aren't supposed to reveal anything personal. So he's out here blabbering the president's personal stuff. The day after he does it, they show him, well, give us the medical records, jackass. And he goes, I feel raped. And CNN headline, Doctor Raped.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying, man, I gotta get Lionel on my show more, because he just really knows what he's talking about. And I'm not trying to put the president down. He's doing a lot of good stuff. The globalists hate him. He's trying to be president. He's trying to return power back to America. That's good, but it doesn't mean he's perfect. And we're not running a cult here of Trump. But if we were with Hillary, we would already be in a giant war. She'd said that was her plan. But the same forces are dragging Trump towards it. I know Lionel's got more coming up he wants to break down, and I can't wait to hear it. But finishing up here with Lionel before he takes over, you've heard my take on this. The doctor says last year, we learned, I remember it was on the news, President Trump's on Propecia to stop hair loss. And that violates HIPAA. That violates the doctor-patient relationship, just like between a lawyer and a client. And my dad's a physician. I mean, I grew up knowing about that. I see it in the news all the time. People release tiny medical records of, you know, Brad Pitt's baby, and then they get 5 years in prison, 10 years in prison. That's something we've all been, you know, taught about, even with employment, where you've got people's insurance. And sometimes insurance companies call you to ask a question about, hey, is such and such there? You don't say anything to the insurance company. You get them on the phone with the employee. This is dangerous stuff. You don't talk about people's private medical records. So the doctor does this. And then a year later, he goes, I feel raped. They came the day after I talked about his Propecia. And we'll play the clip right here. And I feel raped. I guess the whole Me Too thing. So I guess now, here he is defaming the president, saying I feel raped by men coming and taking this. He called it a raid.
Alex, right off the bat, Alex, would you pick this guy as your physician? Seriously. I mean, just look at him. Let me just say something. We live in New York City where we have great physicians, as you can imagine. What is he? With the Oak Ridge Boys? Who is it? Billy Lee Golden or whatever his name is? What I'm asking the question is
no, I wouldn't. This guy acts like he's a Grateful Dead deadhead. Like he took 5,000 hits of acid. I'm not saying he did. He acts like his brain's wiped. So I think this is a strike against Trump that he's got Bozo the Clown as his physician.
Well, okay, that's number one. Number two, you could have had so many physicians out there who would have had, by the way, so many degrees and plaques on the wall, you couldn't see any color to the wall. This is sparse at best because I go for visuals and optics. I'm sorry. But the next thing is that while there may not be in law, and by the way, keep this in mind, depending upon your jurisdiction, there is not necessarily the physician-patient privilege in terms of courtroom privileges like husband and wife. There is still, within the regular laws and the regulatory administrative rules of it, some rules as well. Let me tell you something about HIPAA, how bad HIPAA is. HIPAA is the most draconian, though very, very good. You know, Alex, there was a case one time where there was a police officer who walked into an emergency room, actually doing his job. It was an emergency. Came in, and he had his body camera thing on. They were freaked out that maybe this showed either what you could see in the terminals or people who were there. HIPAA's huge. Now, did Trump authorize him to do this? If Trump didn't say, hey, listen, go ahead, Moondog. Oh, my God. Not
well, we know he didn't, because Trump got mad the next day and had his medical records pulled.
So you're seeing the loosest, the most amateurish. You were in the fight of your life. You're at the highest echelon. Say what you want about Obama or Hillary. I don't think they would have done that. This is very, very loose. But also, here's the thing which always bothers me. You know, Trump would be Alex, whenever Trump does something, people say, that's his genius. That's that 4D chess. I'm thinking, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm going to tell you what I would tell him. He's got to tighten the ranks here. And also, there's this thing I want to tell him. Alex, I've known this. He has been a New York fixture for years. He has been in the news. He used to pick up the phone sometimes, and if he wanted to plan something, hell, he'd call it himself. He was the darling. Blessed. Never, ever. There was no repercussions as long as his name was in the paper. So this is the mindset. You're the president now, and I can't say this enough. Read this 18 U.S.C. 1001. You don't have to be under oath. If you in any way mislead anybody in the government, if he talked to somebody, if there was somebody, an agent, asking him questions, who knows? And you have somebody on TV going back to Giuliani saying, oh, no, that's a bunch of BS. No, that story that
they're going to use that to say he's a liar. Since we talk about the doctor, though, let's show this. You're right. How they're stretching everything, how they're turning everything into something. The doctor, it looks like, releases medical records without authorization, at least the Propecia part. So the next day, Trump sends people to get his records, which you're allowed to do under law. Your records belong to you. And then the media turns this into, he says he feels raped. Here it is.
I feel raped. That's how I feel. Raped.
Right. Hey, we started a little bit late. Back it up. I want people to hear this very... Can we slow this down 5 times? Just the part about rape. Can we slow it down? I feel raped.
I feel raped. That's how I feel. Raped, frightened, and sad. I couldn't believe anybody was making a big deal about a drug that's to grow his hair, which seemed to be so important. And it certainly is not a breach of medical trust to tell somebody they take Propecia to grow their hair. What's the matter with that? I was completely surprised.
So that's enough. He's saying, what's the matter? I released that he's on this drug. Any of it's a federal violation. And I agree, it's our private information. He says, what's the big deal? Here, let's finish it up in real time. They came and they took the records. I feel raped. Boo-hoo. I feel sad.
But do you know what the Propecia connection is? One of the side effects.
Erectile dysfunction.
Right. So what they're doing is, you've just given Stephen Colbert's 1,000 writers, and you've given them now more fodder. You volunteered something that you didn't have to mention. What are you, Kathy Griffin? He broke me. You're going to break into that one next? So here was a situation with all the, you know, whatever you do, do no harm. It's a Hippocratic oath. How about say nothing? Nobody was putting a gun to his head.
No, but I totally agree. All I'm saying is this is a nothing story, but it shows how they take a doctor leaking his medical information. That's a crime on the face of it. With now Trump's a rapist and can't get a hard on. It just shows how they take the littlest thing and then twist it. Here, let's play what he actually said in real time and then what you mentioned from them making fun of the erectile dysfunction, which doesn't exist. They're just saying it. Here it is.
I feel raped. That's how I feel. Raped, frightened.
I feel raped by this guy.
And sad.
Sad. I couldn't believe anybody was making a big deal about a drug that's to grow his hair, which seemed to be so important. And it certainly is not a breach of medical trust to tell somebody they take Propecia to grow their hair.
Really?
What's the matter with that? I was completely surprised the morning or two after the story about his hair ran. She said, so you want it to be the White House doctor? Forget it. You're out.
What exactly were they looking for?
All his medical records, his pictures, anything they could find. They must have been here.
Pause again. This guy just leaked the medical stuff, violates federal law, admits, oh, what's the big deal? I did it. And now he's pissed that the victim wants his medical records.
And what would have possibly motivated this man after all he's said and done so far? Doesn't he have a friend that says, don't say anything? Has he ever said, ever, I got a better one for your team? Find him ever saying, I can't answer that. I can't answer that question. This is privileged communication.
You're going to talk about it all when you take over on the other side, but first, here they are talking about it.
He sent a White House employee to go through to rob someone, as far as we can tell. I mean, yes. That's what this being
made
claimed.
Me think.
Yes.
Made me think about those tax returns. We can't see the tax returns. He doesn't want people to see stuff that his stuff. He doesn't want them to
like
see
his medical records. You dumb witch.
He doesn't want them to see the tax returns. God. What's in those medical records? And why?
Give us your medical records. But oh, don't question Hillary, though, when she's falling down.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All righty, Lionel with you. Riders in the storm. That's what we are, riders on this storm. I want to finish a couple of things that we said before, because, you know, with Alex, it's so wonderful knowing that somebody can think of about 20 different things to say, and I'm not the only one, because sometimes people say, what are you doing? Would you stick to one subject? Would you quit going off? And they say, no, I'm not going off. There's a lot to be said. I mentioned this one particular statue, and I can't say this enough. And I'm going to go back to the Rudy thing, because when I saw this, I was thunderstruck and amazed. 18 U.S.C. 1001, statements or entries generally. Listen to this. Whoever in any matter, within the jurisdiction of the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government, knowingly and willfully falsifies, conceals, or covers up by trick, scheme, or device, makes any material false, fictitious, or statement, make a long story short, shall be fined by not more than 5 years in the federal prison. Meaning, if you mislead doesn't matter necessarily that you're under oath. Now, I want to go back to this doctor thing just for one second. First, on so many levels, how is it that this man would say, I'm going to tell all of my patients, all of the people that go to me, that your information is not protected. If indeed I'm not going to protect the president, if I'm not going to hold his personal information sacrosanct, privileged, as I should, why would I do yours? If I'm going to give in and reveal things and act this befuddled with a patient of a lifetime, for the rest of my life, I'll be able to say, you know, I'm the president's personal physician. You know what that does in terms of cachet, in terms of clout, to say that you're the president's personal physician, and nothing, you most people, would let nothing get in the way of that. So instead of doing everything to maintain that, for nothing more than just personal commercial reasons, this man says, no, I'm going to violate this. HIPAA laws are so monumentally important. I think we've stated this. Look, let me just tell you this much. Do you remember in the old days, maybe you recall the days when you go to an old-fashioned grocery store, and there'd be a pyramid of oranges, like in the produce section. And if you walked up to that pyramid of all these beautifully stacked oranges, if you pick that one in the middle, sometimes everything's fine. But the wrong one, it all comes tumbling down. I promise you that all the president has to do, and he, how this team grabs what I say so fast and provides a GIF or a GIF or whatever, it amazes me. But if he were to do the following, if you're somewhere, and you will be there one day, and you look at your phone and people will be calling you and you realize that Hillary Clinton has been taken into custody, or that Hillary Clinton will be charged, or that a grand jury in West Virginia or wherever has indicted Hillary Rodham Clinton, the oven mitt fashionista, okay? You will have to sit down. I will have to have resuscitation. The entire mainstream media will be paralyzed. Wolf Blitzer, Rachel Maddow, go down the list. They won't know what to do. They will completely be, there would be such a frisson of activity, they would be apoplectic. And all of this focus that was on the president will be on the beloved, on this patron saint of whatever. Because every single thing, and I want you to listen very carefully, every single thing that we're doing today, every bit about the Russian investigation or the Russian collusion or the Trump this or that and the dossier and everything, Comey, Mueller, all of it has to do with Hillary Clinton trying to justify losing a rigged election. Every single thing, everything that we're doing stems from that. She is still not only not disappointed in herself, but disappointed with you and I guess the country. Now, the next thing that will happen once she's charged, and if I could pick something, I am telling you what would be the most important and most critical would be something involving the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, or the Clinton Health Access Initiative. And the reason for that is because the laws, the laws regarding these graphics are killing me. The laws regarding charitable institutions and the like are so brutal. Do you know that this was started in, what, 97? They haven't had maybe an audit, the Clinton Foundation, maybe ever in 20 years. Now, I know it doesn't sound exciting because there's all types of, you know, discussions of a child, of, you know, trafficking and pedophilia and servers being smashed. Believe me when I tell you this. Now, the next step is, after she's charged with this, and they go after the various people, they go to people like the Soroses and the Bill Gates types, and they're the Rothschilds, and they say, listen, let me ask you a question. You know, you contributed to her, didn't you? Yes. You're involved in this, yes. Not only that, pension funds, countries. It is estimated by some be about $100 billion. The entire, this criminal conspiracy, if you will, that makes the, it makes the Gambino crime family look like the junior league in comparison. Now, if you went and said, I want you to do me a favor and we will let you off the hook, whoever you big shots are, disabuse yourself of her, disengage from her, throw her under the bus, we will leave you alone, because everything that you're going to be facing right now has to do with your affiliation with and to her. If they say it's a deal, that's the end of it all. Now, at the same time, people like Colbert and Jimmy Fallon, not Jimmy Fallon, but Kimmel and others, and you name it, will be seeking grief counselors. They'll have their own little puppies. They'll have to go into quiet rooms, because this woman who represents everything to them, for reasons I'll never understand, is finally being charged. And you will see rats jumping off of this sinking ship. That is critical. Believe me when I tell you this. It will throw them for a loop, because every single day that this president has to play defensive, every single day that he has to parry and thrust and try to ward off some blow, he takes away from the duty that he owes us pursuant to his Article 2 responsibilities. Hillary Clinton is critical. That's it. And what he does is he simply does this. He brings everybody into his office. And he says, now I want you to listen to me and listen good. I'm going to tell you this. And you might think this is untoward. You might think, oh, I really can't do this. But believe me, I can. I know a little bit about this. I want you to tell me when the first indictment is available. And if whoever says, well, we're not going to do that, or we've exhausted that investigation, or it's better if we don't, you're fired. Let me make that clear. Whoever says we can't do that, shouldn't do that, it wouldn't be in the best interest of justice, anything roughly resembling what I just told you, is gone. Now, let's start with you. When are you going to bring me something? What do you have for me? I am the president. I'm in charge of the executive. You work for me. There's nothing new to this. Believe me when I tell you this. Believe me. They won't know what to do. And Hillary Clinton will come out and try to song and dance, and she will look at you and look at these people, and she will say, you don't understand who I am. You don't understand who I am, to which the Department of Justice will respond, you don't understand who he is. We've tried everything. You, and remember, Clinton Foundation, bring in, you know, Bubba too as well. And Chelsea better be very careful, because she's signing on to things. That is the answer to all of this. Everything else, removing Comey and that, that's nice. She is the linchpin. She is the connector. I'm telling you, the gravamen, the basis, the ground zero of justice is that woman. I'm telling you. I want to thank you so, so much for this. Alex, you are just without peer. And remember, as I said before, just because we hold the president to his duties doesn't mean we've abandoned him. Thank you so much. You can follow me again at Lionel Nation on YouTube and now on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you so, so very much. And remember, comment as you see fit.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm so excited. The new product.